And it's time for the little known Black History Fact. We celebrate Black History every day on the TJMS. This is the story about Jay's homeboy, Tim Scott.
Went to school with the man.
Okay. How old is he?
48. He's 48 years old.
I'm going to do some Gazintas. Go ahead, Tom.
So Jay went to school with him. Either he was advanced.
Very advanced.
Or Jay was
very
held back.
Held back.
A lot.
A lot. And it might, they might have just met somewhere in the middle.
Or he might, Jay might have dated his mama. I'm not sure.
But anyway, Tim Scott, he's the first elected Black Southern senator since Reconstruction. South Carolina's Tim Scott became the first elected Black senator in the South since Reconstruction. Since 1881, there has not been a Black U.S. senator representing a Southern state until election night on Tuesday. Blanche Bruce was the second Black senator elected during Reconstruction, a period of transition between the Union and the Confederacy after the Civil War. Although slavery was ended and elected offices were distributed to Black leaders, white conservatives held on to its power and disrupted progress. Tim Scott, who rarely brings up his race, was appointed to the position in 2012 by Governor Nikki Haley. However, Tim Scott recognized the historic win on Tuesday night via Twitter. He mentioned his grandfather, a cotton picker, and his ascension to one of the highest offices in the land. Tim Scott will serve as senator for 2 years, and he can run for a full 6-year term in 2016.
Tim, answer your question, Jay. No, he is not married, according to the reports.
He's not married, period.
He's unmarried.
He's unmarried.
Good for him. He'll be fine.
What, you thought he rarely mentioned his race because he was married to,
like, he was married
like
to
his homeboy
woman.
And classmate, Jay Anthony Brown, with a white woman.
Yeah, a white woman, yeah.
That's why
he'll be all right. He'll be all right. He'll get a lot done, man.
Huh.